Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This ASAP video is brought to you by Alpha Dog Sports. Leave no doubt, this is a one-stop shop for all of your athletic development products. AlphaDogSports.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, I'm back in Starkville, Mississippi, and that only means one thing. We're back down here with Rick Court. Rick Court's the head strength and conditioning coach for these Mississippi State Bulldogs. Rick, welcome back to our podcast.
As always, it's great to be here, Ed, and we're happy that you guys were able to make it down again at the end of this summer.
It's kind of a long trip, but once we get here, it's impressive.
We're in our third week of July, and we're finishing up with our fourth week right now, trying to reset the mindset to get ready for camp and make sure that we're not overdoing it with the players heading into our report date on Sunday, making sure they're ready to go.
Coach, here you are. You've completed your first year, year and a half here at Starkville. What's it like? It's exciting. You guys had a big year last year.
Yeah, everything's great. You know, again, that stuff is in the past. We've pushed forward this summer over our, we're in our eight-week training period now to cap it off with camp at the end of the week. And we're excited. Our players are excited to play football. They're excited to start this season off. We love having the chip on our shoulder going into this season, and we're ready to get rolling.
One thing's for sure, I'm not back in Ohio anymore. I felt the southern temperatures this morning. The humidity was up, the heat was up, and there were the Bulldogs out there getting after it.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely acclimated to this weather. Whether we got our three lift groups, four lift groups during the day in June, and then four in June and three in July, and you can't get out of it. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. I mean, heck, I think the last 5 weeks we've been under a heat advisory every day. So we got the kids hydrated, and we meet often with the trainers just to make sure that we're doing everything from a safety aspect the right way and make sure that we're giving the kid hydration and nutrition-wise enough to go dominate the workout.
Yeah, this heat and humidity would shut down Ohio today, I'll tell you what. But anyway, we saw a good little workout today, and we saw some shrugs. We saw some TRX. What was it all about? What went into the plan today?
Yeah, today our kid just had a three-day break coming off the weekend, and we started up today with some upper body. So we started off with some dynamic warm-up and movement outside on the turf. We had 8 55-yard tempo runs, which is basically just some striders at 75 to 90% tempo just to get them opened up and running and getting a little bit of distance and yardage with them. And then we came in and we had an upper body workout, start with shrugs like we typically do, some type of shrug or neck movement. And we did some upper back movements with the TRX straps, some I's and Y's. And then we moved around the room, did some dumbbell shoulder press, some rows on our hammer and pendulum rowing machines. We did four-way neck and nods on our four-way pendulum neck machines, and then did a bunch of presses, hammer strength, bench, and our pendulum shoulder incline and chest press, and finished up with some pull-down and topped it off with some bicep, tricep, and about 10 minutes of grip work at the end.
You know, one thing I heard you talking to Coach Lambertidis about some of the stuff that you've been doing this summer with the trap bar and the belt squats and, the pit sharks.
One of our main lower body days, we lift lower body on a four-day split Tuesday and Friday. And Tuesday, we really hunker down, and we have a great trap bar progression that we utilize. And, we were talking about just different sizes that guys are. You got a shorter guy, 5'8", 5'9", or you got a big lineman who's 6'5", 6'6", and just making sure that, we're doing everything we can very aggressively and intense, but with a very basic common sense approach to make sure that we get those guys right and stronger. And then once we pull that trap bar from the ground and go through our progression, we go over to the pit shark. We're typically doing a little bit more volume on that, higher sets and reps, 3 to 4 sets, usually 8 to 10 rep range for us. Get those guys ready to go. Some strong lower bodies with some power going into the season.
You know, Coach, when I look at the evolution of strength training for football, and, I think, it's just my opinion, but because of coaches like you,
Manny, Marotti, Hillman, Lambertidis. Today's players are in good hands under with guys like you. And you know, when you bring in your interns and work with your graduate assistants, and what do they need to do to move on in this profession? What are some of the keys to making it?
I mean, the one thing that they need to do first and foremost is they need to be aware of what's going on around them and stick to the plan that is getting implemented at such school as Mississippi State. And then I think it's our job and my assistant's job to make sure that we teach them why we do what we do. And then they need to have a very open mind to that. You know, when they come in as interns, they're coming in for knowledge, or graduate assistants are coming in for knowledge and to grow and get better like we all were when we were at that point. I think what we do here is we do a great job of explaining to why, explaining how we get it done, and then ultimately the execution of it. And then as they're here for a duration, whether it be a summer or a season or in some cases a year or two as a GA, and you see the results that come from it, you know, bodies aren't as battered. If somebody does get, you know, a slight injury, the way you can work around it and get those athletes back onto the playing field faster, I think is a huge thing. So, I mean, I think the one thing is just, you know, be aware, you know, and initially just be quiet, work, take notes on what you're seeing every day, making sure you're not too intimidated to ask questions. Wherever you're at. But I think in terms of what we do here, we have, you know, an hour long educational hour every day, Monday through Friday, where we actually go in and we break down the essence of our program. Our program is very basic. It's very intense. It's very thorough. But when you cut through everything, it's basic. And there's a ton of common sense used to make sure that we get these players in the right position to be healthy and as safe as we possibly can get them to take the field. Then once you take the field, you know there's a lot that goes into the game of football. But if we can get them as ready physically, musculature-wise as we can, you know, I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, it seems like today's athlete, you guys are throwing a lot at them. You know, I think this whole nutrition thing that you've done and the strength coaches are doing now with this with their athletes is really making an impact.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that we talk about here is, and I don't know if we've touched on this, you know, we've talked before, maybe over dinner or something we have, but we talk about exhaust all resources here. And we're really fortunate here where we have a full-time, you know, sports performance dietitian. We have multiple trainers in the training room. The amount of fueling that we can give to them, whether it's, you know, at our training table, whether it's our pre or post lifter practice nutrition, whether it's the different things that the trainers have downstairs from your basic hot tub, cold tub, to the other things that they have there. We want our kids to not only take the strength conditioning aspect, but to utilize the other people in our program and to exhaust all those resources. I feel like it's my job to get those resources from a performance standpoint, put them in place, and then our kids have to use them. They have to execute using them. And, you know, we have to teach and educate how to use them, why we use them. And then again, they're going to see the results. Their bodies are going to feel better. I mean, we do a great job with hydration. Our trainers do an outstanding job with the hydration, you know, testing that we do pre-practice. Our nutritionist does a great job of getting the right fuel for the bulk of the team. But then there's also an individual aspect for it too, so that we can make sure that we can put every kid at a good understanding of what they need, because not every kid's going to like the same thing. Some kids have, you know, some kids are lactose intolerant. Some kids have peanut allergies. Some kids have, you know, shellfish allergies. So we're able to get enough food, enough fuel, and enough things down in that training room along with what we have in the weight room to put them in a place with great resources, and then they just have to exhaust it to find success.
Coach Rick Court, head strength and conditioning coach for those Mississippi State Bulldogs. You're stride for stride with the head football coach, Dan Mullen. What you guys are doing is, you know, a combined effort. It's really exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Mullen is, I mean, he's awesome. He's very thorough, energetic. Everything starts with him at the top and from the philosophy of the program and how the day-to-day is going to be run. And I'm just happy that every day I'm able to be a part of it, and I just do everything I can and make sure that everybody on my staff in the weight room does everything we can to make sure that we're doing the best job for him and our football program and for the university and players.
It's always nice to talk strength training, conditioning, football with the head strength coach for the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Rick Court. Thanks for joining us with our Athletic Strength and Power podcast today. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, you know you and Ted are always welcome here, and we always look forward to it when you're here. We're glad you guys stopped by. Thanks again.